Section C. Compound Dictation. Throughout history, the basic unit of almost every human society has been the family. Members of a family live together under the same roof, and they share the economic burdens of life as well as its affectionate joys. It is the family that has primary responsibility for the important task of raising children to adulthood. The family is not a uniform concept in all societies. In many places, it is an extended group that includes uncles, aunts, cousins, and in-laws. The head of the family usually has considerable influence in arranging marriages, selecting careers, and determining all the important moves and purchases by any member of the family. Particularly, where the society or the state does not give aid, and where consequently the responsibilities of the family are greater, this larger group provides better protection in times of economic crises or other emergencies. In many other societies, including most industrialized ones, the nuclear family is the basic social unit. This term refers to a husband and wife united through marriage and their dependent children, whether natural or adopted. Industrialization and urbanization create many specialized jobs which tend to scatter family members among different employers and thus to separate residences as soon as they become wage earners. The small family, with one or perhaps two incomes, is better able to adapt to rapid change and to move when jobs move.
Now the passage will be read again.
Throughout history, the basic unit of almost every human society has been the family. Members of a family live together under the same roof, and they share the economic burdens of life as well as its affectionate joys. It is the family that has primary responsibility for the important task of raising children to adulthood. The family is not a uniform concept in all societies. In many places, it is an extended group that includes uncles, aunts, cousins, and in-laws. The head of the family usually has considerable influence in arranging marriages, selecting careers, and determining all the important moves and purchases by any member of the family. Particularly, where the society or the state does not give aid, and where consequently the responsibilities of the family are greater, this larger group provides better protection in times of economic crises or other emergencies. In many other societies, including most industrialized ones, the nuclear family is the basic social unit. This term refers to a husband and wife united through marriage and their dependent children, whether natural or adopted. Industrialization and urbanization create many specialized jobs, which tend to scatter family members among different employers, and thus to separate residences as soon as they become wage earners. The small family, with one or perhaps two incomes, is better able to adapt to rapid change and to move when jobs move.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Throughout history, the basic unit of almost every human society has been the family. Members of a family live together under the same roof, and they share the economic burdens of life as well as its affectionate joys. It is the family that has primary responsibility for the important task of raising children to adulthood. The family is not a uniform concept in all societies. In many places, it is an extended group that includes uncles, aunts, cousins, and in-laws. The head of the family usually has considerable influence in arranging marriages, selecting careers, and determining all the important moves and purchases by any member of the family. Particularly, where the society or the state does not give aid, and where consequently the responsibilities of the family are greater. This larger group provides better protection in times of economic crises or other emergencies. In many other societies, including most industrialized ones, the nuclear family is the basic social unit. This term refers to a husband and wife united through marriage, and their dependent children, whether natural or adopted. Industrialization and urbanization create many specialized jobs which tend to scatter family members among different employers, and thus to separate residences as soon as they become wage earners. The small family, with one or perhaps two incomes, is better able to adapt to rapid change and to move when jobs move.